在启示录十一章那里来看。
Tonight we will still look into Revelation chapter 11.
今天晚上我们所看的，是从第十五节开始。
Tonight what we will read in chapter 11 will start with verse 15.
这一小段是很重要的。
Now this small passage is very important.
也是启示录里边的关键。
It is also a key that is in Revelation.
这一段的话，在弟兄们的中间有许多不同的见解。
Now this passage has many different interpretations amongst the brethren.
特别是关乎被提的事情。
Especially in regards to the matter of rapture.
在这一段话的里边是有很不同的体会。
That in these words there are many different understandings about that.
但是我们求主帮助我们单单回到神的话里面去看神的话。
But may the Lord help us to solely look upon the word of God and to return to the word of God.
从神自己的话的里面去寻找那一个准确的是，原谅我这样说，去寻找那一个接近事实的领会。
Now forgive me for putting it this way, but let us return to God's own word to find out the truth or the understanding that is very close to the word of God.
因为关乎预言的事情，
because in the matter concerning the prophecies,
特别是在启示录里边所提到的一些事情，
especially in the matters that are mentioned in Revelation,
没有一个人能说百分之一百他掌握了。
That there's no one that would dare say that he has taken hold of it 100%.
但是我们仰望主的怜悯。
But we look to the mercy of the Lord.
就我们起码在大前提上面没有走差。
That at the very least we would not gone wrong from the prelude. From the theme.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
那么现在我们从十五节开始看呢，就看到第七个天使吹号了。
And so from verse 15, we can see that the seventh angel sounded.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个话，这个第七位天使吹号引出的问题就很多了。
Now brothers and sisters, these words that the seventh angel sounded, it brings forth a lot of issues.
如果主不怜悯我们，让我们在那个启示的时间上掌握得好。
Now, if the Lord is not merciful toward us that we can take hold of the time that this is revealed,
我们开始就会乱了。
Then we will be confused from the beginning.
因为弟兄姊妹，你留意第七个号一吹响以后，就发生什么事呢？
Because brothers and sisters, pay attention to what events take place after the seventh angel sounded.
好像没有什么特别大的事情发生。
It seems like there is no great event that takes place.
但是我们不能不注意。
But we must take note.
在第七号吹响以前，
that before the seventh angel sounded,
第四节，
it is verse 14.
他说第二样灾祸已经过去了。
It is written the second woe is past.
第三样灾祸快到了。
And behold, the third woe cometh quickly.
那我们很自然就体会到。
And so naturally we would understand.
这个第三样灾祸就是指着第七个号。
That this third woe is pointing at the seventh trumpet.
因为我从上面所提到的，祸灾的那个地方开始，就是这第八章末了了。
Because at the end of chapter 8, it mentions about for us in the text, woe, woe, and woe.
那我们就看到第七号吹响了。
Then we can see then the seventh trumpet sounded.
第七号的号吹响了以后，就发生了一连串的事情。
And after the seventh trumpet sounded, there are many events that will take place.
那第九章里边就说第一样灾祸过了。
And chapter 9 tells us the first woe is past.
还有两样要来。
There are two woes to come.
那现在呢？
And now,
第六号吹响了以后，
after the sixth trumpet sounded,
又发生了一些事情。
There are also many events that take place.
这就引出了一些天上的定义的发表出来。
And it leads to us that many of the will of heaven that was manifested to us.
所以就说两样灾难过去了。
And so it says the second woe is past.
第三样灾祸快来。
The third cometh quickly.
那这个第三样的灾祸，
And now this third woe,
明明就给我们看见是指着第七号。
Clearly is shown to us, it is pointing at the seventh trumpet.
第一样灾祸是第五号。
The first woe is the fifth trumpet.
第二样灾祸第六号。
The second one was the sixth trumpet.
这个还有一样要来，这个要来的就是第七号。
And now there's one to come, and the one that's coming is the seventh one.
但是当我们一看这个第七号的时候
，But when we see the seventh trumpet,
我们就发觉
，Then we discover.
没有看见什么灾祸啊
We do not see any tribulation.
怎么说是灾祸呢
How come you say it is a woe?
因为第七号一吹响
Because after the seventh trumpet sounded,
约翰就听见天上有大声音、在那里说
John heard there are great voices in heaven saying,
我们中文圣经没有翻出来
In the Chinese translation, it was not translated out.
哪个地方没翻出来呢
Which portion is not translated out?
声音那里没翻出来。
In the Chinese translation, the great voices was not translated out.
原来的那个 那里所说的不是一个声音。
Now, the original text does not mean there's one voice.
是许多的声音。
But there are many voices.
在天上就有许多的声音在那里。
And there are many voices there in heaven.
在那里说。
They're proclaiming.
他们是同声说呢
Do they say with one accord?
还是在那里彼此的此起彼落的那样在应和的这个事呢我们不知道
Now we do not know if they're conversing and resounding this matter together We are not sure
但是在天上就有许多的声音都在说着同一件事情
But there are many great voices in heaven saying the same thing
说什么事呢
What thing is that?
就是说底下的那些事
That is in the passage to come
那底下的这些事
and the words to come
你看不出那里是说出有灾祸
you cannot see or read there is a woe there
你只是看见好像一些不是灾祸的事情倒是蛮清楚的
you only see like there are many things that are very clearly not woes
那如果我们不掌握整个的那个启示录里边的那个特点
Now we cannot grasp the special characteristic of Revelation
我们就觉得为难了
Then we found it very confusing
怎么第那个最末了的那个灾祸竟然是这些的事情呢
How could it be that the last war would be these events
那究竟这些大声这许多的声音在那里说的是什么回事呢
And so what is this matter that these many great voices are proclaiming
那这里我们留意到
Here we can take note
那些声音在那里说的时候
When these voices are saying
是围绕着这一堆事情
It surrounds this matter
头一件事情
The first matter
世上的国成了我主和主基督的国他要做王直到永永远远
The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ and he shall reign it forever and ever
这个是天上那许多的声音的主题
And now that is the theme of these many voices in heaven
基督要做王
Now the Lord is to be king
不仅这个一做王就做到永永远远
Not only is he to reign forever and ever
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
这个话你不留意去读
Now if you are not careful in reading these words
很容易就以为国度来了
Very easily you will think, now the kingdom is coming.
主在国度里边做王。
And the Lord is to reign in this kingdom.
但弟兄姊妹我们都知道。
But brothers and sisters, we all know.
国度只有一千年。
That there's only 1,000 years in the kingdom.
国度只是在地上显出了。
That the kingdom is only manifested on earth.
但这里所宣告的。
But here what is proclaimed.
不是那一千年的国度的时间。
It is not the time of that kingdom for 1,000 years.
不错是基督做王。
Yes, Christ will reign.
但是他不并不是只做一千年。
But it's not pointing at that 1,000 years.
这里说的是他做王直到永永远远。
But here it says that he shall reign forever and ever.
那因此弟兄姊妹很清楚的看到。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can clearly see.
这里面所说的不是只做国度说的。
Here it is not pointing at the kingdom.
当然包括国度在里头。
Of course, it includes the kingdom.
但是不止国度这样短的一个时期
But not only limit to this short period of time of the kingdom
是超越过国度的
It surpasses the time of the kingdom
而那个时间比国度长得很多的
And this time is so much greater than the time of the kingdom
长到不能计算的
It is innumerable
因为是永远永永远远
Because it's forever and ever
那这个是主题
And that's the theme
那我们回头来留意
And so when we reflect to look at this
启示录里边那一个主题
The theme of Revelation
就是以后必成的事
The things which are to come
那现在呢这个以后必成的事啊那个句 体的事实摆出来了。
And so now, the very practical issue of the things that will come is put out for us.
那这个具体的事实是什么呢?
And what practical matter is that?
神的儿子耶稣基督要做王，直到永永远远。
That is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, would reign it forever and ever.
这个就是以后一层的事的那个具体的内容。
And that is the very practical, substantial content of the things to come.
那因此我们就说这个第七号是非常重要的。
And so we say that the seventh trumpet is very important.
因为在第十章那里我们也看过。
Because even in chapter 10 we have seen
第七节。
Verse 7.
他说当着第七位天使吹号发声的时候神的奥秘就成全。
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished.
神的奥秘就成全。
That the mystery of God shall be finished.
什么时候成全呢?
When is it finished?
第七号吹响的时候。
When the seventh trumpet shall sound.
有声音发出来的时候。
When there are voices that will proclaim.
神的奥秘就成全了。
Then the mystery of God will be finished.
现在我们看到第七号了。
And now we see the seventh trumpet.
就听见天上的发声了。
And we see the great voices in heaven.
按着第十章那里头那个天使所宣告的那神的奥秘就成全了。
And so according to chapter 10 what the angel has proclaimed that the mystery of God will be finished.
但是你看第七号吹响以后
But after you see the seventh trumpet sounded,
你没有看见神的奥秘成全了。
You do not see the mystery of God being accomplished.
完全没有动静啊。
It seems there's no action at all.
只是一些声音在那里说到那一件事。
But there are only some voices that say about that matter.
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
那因此我们必须要非常非常谦卑的在主的面前仰望主。
Therefore, we must be very humble before the Lord to look to Him.
求主给我们实在能看见他在这里说的话究竟是指着什么。
To ask the Lord to indeed show us what He is referring to in these words.
因为在过去有很多主所大用的弟兄们。
Because in the past, there are many brethren that are greatly used by the Lord.
他们就着这一段的话说过不少的话。
That they have many words to say about this passage.
也就是刚才我所提到的那个不同的见解了。
And that is many of the different interpretations that I mentioned to you about.
但是其中有一样他们几乎大体上相同的。
But there's one thing that you can say they're almost similar.
那是就是说第七号一吹响的时候。
And that has to do with the seventh trumpet being sounded.
神在基督里要做的就做成了。
That God will finish what he is to do in Christ.
这个话有没有错呢?
Are those words wrong?
没有错。
No.
但是必须要加上许多的解释。
But we must put on many explanation to that.
其实说解释也不是解释。
Indeed, in fact, they're not explanation.
而是说把这个第七号吹响的那个真实的事实要找出来，就是那个真相要找出来。
But we have to find out the actuality or the truth about the seventh trumpet being sounded.
不然的话就把我们带到一个好像很迷乱的光景。
Otherwise, it will lead us to a very confused condition.
因为在过去许多弟兄们的解说的里边
Because in many of the different interpretations of the brethren in the past
有一件事情不管他们解释怎么不一样但是有一件事情是几乎是相同的
There's one thing you can say it is almost the same of all the different brethren even though their interpretations may be different
就是第七号一吹响的时候
That is when the seventh trumpet shall sound
国度就显现了
The kingdom will be manifested
当然如果是牵到背题的这个点上去的话
Of course, if you link that to the point of rapture
那一些弟兄又说了
Some brethren may say
因为哥林多前书十五章那里是这样提
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 there it mentions
好同末次吹响的时候
That when the last trumpet shall sound
死人就要复活
That the dead shall rise
那活着的人就要身体改变
And those who are still living, their bodies will be transformed
就在一霎时一眨眼之间
And,
那就成全的
And that will be accomplished in a moment in the blink of an eye
那弟兄姊妹我们必须要注意
But brothers and sisters, we must take note
弟兄们说末世的号吹响
Because the brethren say that is the last trumpet
那究竟末世的号在什么时候吹响呢
So in fact, when will be the last trumpet
他说你翻文启示录来看
They say if you turn throughout the book of Revelation
最后的一个号就是第七号
The last trumpet is the seventh trumpet
第七个号吹响了以后就再也没有号吹响了。
And so after the seventh trumpet, there will be no more trumpet sounded.
所以这就是牧号从末次吹响的时候。
Therefore, in their interpretation, they say the seventh trumpet is the last trumpet that the dead shall rise.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Then brothers and sisters.
首先我们要注意。
Firstly, we have to take note.
第七个号。
The seventh trumpet.
凭什么我们能决定它是末了的号呢
？By what can we assume that is the last trumpet？
我们没有办法能决定说。
There's no way we can surely say。
号从末次吹响了，就是第七号。
That the last trumpet that shall sound would be the seventh trumpet。
因为号从末次吹响的时候。
Because when the last trumpet shall
sound。你也可以把它翻成。当号筒的声音最末后发出的时候
You can also interpret that in a way that is at the end of the sounding of the last trumpet
那不一定是第七个号
So it may not be the seventh trumpet
可以是一个号的最末后的那个声音
So it could be the last sound of any trumpet
那比方说
For example
啊我从前在抗战的时候跟日本人打仗的时候我是中学生
When there was the war between the Chinese and Japan I was in high school
还没有资格去当兵
I was not qualified to go into military yet
年纪他太小
I was still too young
但是呢在那里的时候必须要接受军训
But in those days you still have to go through the training
那所以生活是军事管理的
And so it is like a military living
课程里边有军事课的
And so you would have to go through the strategy as lessons in school
那个时候军事管理啊那个传达的那些命令的就是透过那个号兵来吹号了现在用不着这套了
And so in those days it is through the sounding of the trumpets that you would hear the order given by the commander
我才进学校的时候
And so when I first entered into the school
初中一嘛
It is the first high school year
从来都不知道什么叫做军训、啊、
I don't know what is go through the training
那时候的军训了
But that was how it was
头一件事情
The first thing
教官就说
The teacher would say
那个不是 teacher 了是教官应该是那个
The sergeant would say The lieutenant would say
他说你们首先要注意那些号音
The first thing you have to pay attention to
每一种号音啊都有它的意思
Now each sound of the trumpet has their own meaning
你听到这个号音你就知道是什么
so,
你就准备要做什么
So when you hear a particular sound of the trumpet you know what's going on and you know what you need to do
那么头一个号我们懂得的就是那个起床号
And so the first sound of the trumpet we learn is to get up in the morning
啊还睡的睡得朦朦胧胧还醒不过来的时候
And so you're still asleep and you have to get up
喇叭就响了
And then the trumpet will sound
话兵就站在那里吹着打滴打打
And then you will hear the sound of the trumpet
滴滴滴打
And then the particular sound of the trumpet
滴滴
And then that's how it will go
滴打打打
And then that's the wake up call
那个滴打打打就是号声最末后的那一句啊
And so as they blow the trumpet for the wake up call
你说末后从末次吹响你可以指着这个时刻
So it is a long trumpet calling so the last one you can say the last note would be the last sound of the trumpet
但是你同时也晓得
but you also know
因为听着他吹那个号的不是他只吹 一遍了
that when they sound the trumpet it's not only once through
从一个起床号他吹两遍了
that just the same morning wake up call they will sound it twice
有没有吹三遍的我不知道但是我军训的时候吹两遍
I don't know if they will sound it three times but when I was there it sounded twice
那第二遍就是末后的那一遍了
and so you can say the second time is the last time
这个话你很难说好从末次吹响的时候就是一定的指着第七号
and so in the Chinese translation when it goes when the last trumpet shall sound you say it must be the seventh trumpet
另外一个更重要的事情
and even more importantly
好从末次吹响
that in the meaning of the last sounding of the trumpet
那个是死人复活
That is when the dead shall rise.
那就是复活的大能显出来的时候啊。
That is when the great might of resurrection will manifest.
那个属神的人都脱离 脱离那个死亡的权势。
And so those who belong to God will depart away from the authority of death.
复活过来。
And they will be risen.
被接到云里与主相遇。
And they will be received into the clouds to meet with the Lord there.
帖撒罗尼迦前书就说这是一个好消息啊。
And so, 1 Thessalonians tells us that is the good news.
所以你们彼此应当用这个事情来彼此劝慰啊。
Now therefore, you have to exhort each other with this.
又串联又安慰啊。
And you have to comfort and encourage each other with this.
那所以这是一个好事啊。
And so that is a good thing.
但是我们留意。
But let us pay attention.
两样灾祸，快灾祸过去了，还有一样灾祸要来。
That two woes have passed, the third one shall come quickly.
这个再来的那个祸就指着第七号。
And so this woe that shall come is pointing at the seventh trumpet.
那第七号是一个灾祸。
And so the seventh trumpet is a woe.
说跟那个号从末次吹响的那个不能拼得起来的。
And so according to that, you cannot link it together with the last trumpet.
但是虽然弟兄们有他们的解说
But of course the brethren have their own explanation
但是我们还是要回到神的话里面去看
But we still need to return to the word of God
直接从神主的话里面去留意究竟主在这里说的是什么
So that we would directly pay attention to what the Lord wants to say here
那弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你留意
Pay attention.
上面第八章第十章那里就说
Chapter 10 there says
第七号发生的时候神的奥秘就成全了
That when the seventh trumpet shall sound the mystery of God will be finished
那因此当第七号一吹响
Therefore when the seventh trumpet sounded
神的奥秘就成全了
The mystery of God is finished
就完成了
It is complete
就做成功了
It is done
那神的奥秘是什么
So what is the mystery of God?
我们不必去猜神的奥秘是什么。
We do not need to guess what the mystery of God is.
因为神的奥秘，神自己说得很清楚。
Because God clearly says himself what his mystery is.
我们翻到哥罗西书第一章第二章的时候
，When we turn to Colossians chapter 1 and 2 we can see
很清楚就给我们看见。
Clearly we can see
神的奥秘就是基督。
That the mystery of God is Christ.
那如果我们把这个事实摆到第十章的那一个天使的宣告
，Now if we place that fact into the proclamation of the angel in chapter 10
第七号吹响的时候，在第七位天使吹响发生的时候。神的奥秘就成全了。
That when the seventh angel shall sound, the mystery of God will be finished.
而这个成全乃是说基督就完全的显出来了。
And when it is finished, that means at that time, Christ will be completely manifested.
基督就不再是个隐藏的事实了。
That no longer would Christ be a hidden fact.
基督就成为了一个公开的事实了。
That Christ would be a truth that is open.
是谁都能直接从基督身上来领会基督是谁了
That is, everyone can know from Christ himself who the Christ is.
那这个是第七号的那个主题。
And so that is the theme of the seventh trumpet.
但是你明明说第七号又是灾祸。
But you say the seventh trumpet is clearly a woe.
这怎么说呢
？How do you explain that?
那我们要来留意了。
And so we have to pay attention.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
既然第七号吹响的时候乃是神的奥秘成全的时候
Now if the sounding of the seventh trumpet is the mystery of God being finished
那我们就来看
Then let us see
神的奥秘是怎样来成全
Then let us see how God's mystery will be finished
所以我们现在直接来对照第七号的时候
And so when we are looking at the seventh trumpet now
事实上在第七号吹响的这一段话里头
The fact is that in this passage when the seventh trumpet sounds
我们什么事实都看不到
We do not see any facts
我们只是在那里听见在天上有许多的宣告
We only see that there are many proclamations there in heaven
因为是许多的声音
And that's because there are many voices there
都在那里说那一件事
There are many voices saying the same thing there
说哪一件事
What thing
就是说神的奥秘是基督很具体的显出来的这一件事
The same thing they're proclaiming is that the mystery of God which is Christ is being manifested openly, completely That is what they're proclaiming
神的奥秘成全
Now the mystery of God is finished
也是基督显出来
Is that Christ will appear
现在第七号吹了
And now the seventh trumpet sounds
天上的声音就在那里 见证这一件事。
And the voices in heaven testify to this.
宣告这一件事。
Proclaims to this.
地上的国成了我主和基督的国。
And the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord.
他要做王，直到永永远远。
And of his Christ, and he shall reign it forever and ever.
这就是神的奥秘，就是基督的具体的成全。
And that is the mystery of God. It is that Christ will be completely manifested.
那基督在地上做王开始。
That's beginning to reign on earth.
但是这个做王不停在地上那一国度的时候。
But this reign does not only limit to the time when he reigns on earth.
这一个做王的事实是直存到永永远远。
The truth of his reign will last forever and ever.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们抓牢了这一个乃是基督的奥秘成全的那一个主题。
Now when we grab hold of this, the mystery of God being finished is the theme.
然后我们再看下去。
And then we continue on.
这个主题一摆出来的时候。
Now when this theme is shown.
24位长老就面伏于地敬拜神。
That the 24 elders fell upon their faces and worshiped God.
那弟兄姊妹们你注意。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention.
二十四位长老原来是坐在他们自己的位上。
Now these 24 elders which sat before God on their seats.
这个位他们所坐的宝座就是围在宝座的周围的。
And their seats
在神宝座的周围的。
Their seats surround the throne of God.
但当这个事情一宣告出来的时候。
But when this matter is proclaimed.
就是你马上就看到一件事情发生了。
Brothers and sisters, immediately you see this happen.
二十四位长老就离开他们的座位。
That the 24 elders left their seat.
都来到宝座前上神俯伏上来。
But they came before the throne, fell upon their faces and worshiped God. And there they're worshiping God.
那在他们敬拜的话的里面。
And in their worship,
弟兄姊妹们你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
这就是那个基督的奥秘要成全了的那个具体的实行。
In the proclamation here, you can see that is the practical execution of the mystery of God being finished.
那具体的实行在什么事上面呢？
And how is it practically manifested?
那弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
在他们敬拜的话里头。
In the words of worship.
把要发生的事就分成四个层次。
That they will break off the things that will come about in four different levels.
在中文圣经就用这个时候到了这个事实来分别。
And in the Chinese translation, it is broken down into the time has come.
在英文圣经大概就是 is come.
And in the English translation is come.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意这一个词。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention to this term.
就把那这长老们的那个敬拜就分成四个层次。
Then it breaks off into the worship of the 24 elders into four different stages.
或者说四个内容了，还不是 stages， 因为有些事他们是同时发生的。
And so it's not different stages because they overlap, so it's four different contents of their worship.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Now brothers and sisters, take note.
头一件事情。
The first thing.
那是他们敬拜的时候对神的称呼。
And that is in their worship how they address God.
这个不在那四个层次的里头。
Now this is not in the midst of those four contents.
但是有意思。
But it's meaningful.
中文圣经的那个翻译又把那个次序前后有点更改了。
And in the Chinese translation again they kind of switch or change the order of the worship.
这个完全是跟第一章里边的那个次序一样。
And their translation is completely the same as the words in chapter 1.
是从今在开始。
It should be the same as in chapter 1. It should begin with God now.Which art? Who is?
他现在
Who is?
今在
Who is?
实在
Who was?
第一章就提到以后永在
And in chapter 1 it says who is to come
但这里就没有再提以后永在
But here it does not mention he is the one to come
就是说他现今在实在
But here it only says that he is and was.
那弟兄姊妹们，
now brothers and sisters,
你留意这一点。
Pay attention to this.
你不要把它作为小事啊。
Do not think this is something minor.
因为这里面提出一个时间上的一个很严肃的关键。
Because here in time, it gives us a very crucial key.
你说为什么没有为什么没有永在了呢？
You say how come he is to come?
难道到了这个时候，神就不永远存在了吗？
You mean at this time, does not God exist forever?
上面还在宣告他做王之道永永远远。
Even previously, it just mentioned that he will reign it forever and ever.
怎么这里敬拜神的时候就把那个永远的那个事情抹掉了呢？
And so how come in the worship of God here it kind of takes away the matter of eternity that only he is and is to come?
而且又不按照那个时间的次序来发表呢？
He is and was, and how come it does not show according to the time frame?
时间的次序我们在看第一章的时候已经很重的提过了。
And we have already mentioned that heavily upon the order of time in chapter 1.
那是特别的突出神是现在的神。
Because it shows, emphasizes on that God is God of the present.
因为神是不受时间限制。
Because God is not limited by time.
对他来说什么时间，我们的什么时间，对他来说都是现在。
Because to him, whatever our time is, to him it is always the present.
这个才是永远到永远的那个真实的性质。
And that is the true nature of this matter from eternity past to eternity future.
但是就是我们的观念来说，
but according to our own view,
我们当然有现在，
of course we have the present,
但是我们的现在不能等同过去的时间，
but our present cannot equal the same as time past.
过去的那个时间就是过去的，
because what is past is the past.
所以就是我们的观念，神是从前有过的，
and so according to our concept, God is existed in the past,
现在还是，
and even exists now.
但是神的话要叫我们特别去注意的，
But the word of God wants us to focus on
不是注意神永远存在的那个事实，
It's not to focus on the matter that he exists forever.
当然他是永远存在的神，
Yes, he is a God who exists forever.
但是他要我们注意的是他对我们来说他是现在的神，
But he wants us to focus that to us he is a God of the present.
但是为什么不提永远呢？
But why does it not mention that he is to come? Brothers and sisters,
你留意，
pay attention.
第七号的事情，
the matter of the seventh trumpet.
基督作王直到永永远远。
That Christ shall reign it forever and ever.
那是不是给我们留意的？
Now would that show us?
第七号所的事情一发生，
that when the seventh trumpet shall sound,
就带进永远了。
That will lead us into eternity.
不是只停留在发生事情的那一段时间。
It does not only let us remain in the time when the things shall happen.
如果那些事情这样一个的完成了以后，
Now if those events only take place one by one,
那就到了永远的境界了。
Then we would already reach the time of eternity.
或者说也就是到了永远的将来的永远的开始了，
or that we would reach the beginning of the time of eternity to come,
或者说时间已经结束了，
or that time will come to an end.
没有时间的问题在哪里了？
There's no more the issue of time.
因为是将来以后的永远开始了。
Because it is eternity future that will begin.
既然是以后的永远开始，那就不需要特别再提到那个永远。
And so since that is the beginning of the eternity future, you do not need to mention about
time. 所以这边你留意二十四长老他们在那里敬拜的时候，他们竟然不提永在的神。
So brothers and sisters,
你就知道里面是有意思在。
You will take note then in the worship of 24 elders when it does not mention that he is to come, then you know there is meaning in that.
你说如果我们这些人说神啊，你是实在今在的神，
If you say we say that God, you're the God who art and who was,
我们把永远挪开，
and we take away this matter of eternity,
还情有可言，
it is understandable for us,
因为我们就是不能到永远的，
because we cannot enter into eternity,
我们只是就是在时间的限制里边只看到这现在的，
because in our limited understanding of time, we only see the present.
但是二十四长老却不能有这个犯这个毛病，
but the 24 elders cannot have this error.
但是他就是没有提到永在的这个事实。
But they did not mention about this matter of who is to come.
我个人的感觉
I personally feel
很显然的
Very apparently
因为永远开始了
It is because that will be the beginning of eternity future.
时间已经结束了
Time has ended.
一切都从时间再回到永远里去了 He said from time to the eternity.
And so, that is when the time of eternity will begin.
我们是感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
现在我们就看。
Now we see.
那怎么从时间进到永远呢？
How do you enter into eternity with the concept of time?
四个内容就出来了。
These four contents appear.
头一个事情弟兄姊妹你注意。
The first thing, brothers and sisters, take note.
十八节
Verse 18
外邦发怒你的愤怒也临到了
And the nations were angry and thy wrath is come
显然我们在这里就看到
Apparently we can see here
这里当面所指的是大灾难
HereOn the surface, it is directly pointing at the Great Tribulation.
但是不仅是大灾难
But not only limited to the Great Tribulation.
也包括从那个时候开始算的一千年后的白色大宝座的审判
But in its time, it is also pointing at that after when the Great White Throne shall be manifested after the 1,000 years.
或者我们还是把这个这个神的愤怒分成两个刚才我们弟兄说是两个阶段那在这个事上面说也是对的
And so what was our brother just mentioned is about two stages of this anger in time that is correct
我们还是把它分成两个来看
We can look at it from two different stages
那头一个事情
The first thing
就是指着大灾难要来了
This wrath is pointing at the coming of the Great Tribulation.
这个大灾难怎么要来的呢?
And how would this Great Tribulation come?
上面就说,
It tells us,
外邦发怒,
And the nations were angry.
什么时候外邦发怒呢?
When will the nations be angry?
那弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
在圣经原来的那个时间呢、啊，给我们说得很清楚。
In the original timeline of the Bible, it tells us very clearly.
不是第七号一吹响，外邦就发怒。
It is not when the seventh trumpet sounds that the nations are angry.
第七个号一吹响，外邦发怒这个事情就明明的显露出来。
That when the seven trumpet sounds, the matter of these nations being angry is manifested.
但是这个外邦发怒的事实是存在很久了。
But the matter of these nations that are angry exists for a long time.
如果弟兄姊妹你不介意的话，你可以在中文圣经里边你可以将。加两个字上去。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you do not mind, you can add these few words in the Chinese translation.
外邦一直发怒。
That the nations were always angry.
Has been angry. 一直在发怒。
That the nations has been angry.
那如果我们看到外邦一直在发怒。
Now we can see that the nations has always been angry.
我这里就看到一件事情。
Then you can see.
那就是把整个历史上面人向着神的那一个抵挡。
Then you can see the opposition that man has toward God.
或者说人给神的反对。
Or man's objection of God.
人给神的抗拒。
Or how man resists God.
长久以来。
For a very long time.
神一直在那里容忍。
God has tolerated.
一直容忍到现在最后的这个时刻。
And now God has tolerated even to the last time.
到了神的底线了。
Into the baseline of God.
就引出。
And then it leads to
你的愤怒也到了
And thy wrath is come
那弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters
你注意到这里是头一件事情
Pay attention, this is the first thing here
你的愤怒也到了
Thy wrath is come
那这个 神的愤怒也到了。
Now this thy wrath is come.
如果在希伯来文里边，我们就看得很清楚的那个时间所表达的意思。
Then we can see in the Greek the meaning or the expression of this time.
那上面就说到外邦人的那个发怒是长久以来存留的。
There it tells us that the nations has always been angry.
但是现在神的那个愤怒显出来呢？
But now when the wrath of God is manifested.
却不是长久存留的。
It is not for a long time.
而是就是在那个时候出现了。
But it appears at that time.
来到了。
It came.
并且一次来到。
It came once.
就完全的结束了那一件事情。
And it completely put to an end of that matter.
那这个是希腊文里边一个很特别的这个文法和表达的意义。
And that's a very unique expression of the Greek, literature.
就是一个事实，它发生了。
And that is, there's something that happens.
一次发生就成全到，不说永远，也说是长久的。
And so that expression is that something happened once for all, if not always, is for a very long time.
严格说起来就是一次发生就带出结果了。
And so that expression means that once that takes place, it brings forth the results.
所以神的愤怒显出来只有那么一次。
And so the wrath of God is manifested just that once.
这一次就够了。
Once is enough.
这一次就不再有了。
And that once is enough, it will not appear again.
只那么一次，神所要做的就做完了。
Just that once, it would accomplish what God wants to do.
那这个给我们看得很明显。
And so that shows us very clearly.
要来，就快。就要出现的那个大灾难。
It shows us at the time the great tribulation is to come.
那这是头一个内容。
And so that's the first content.
第二个内容。
The second one.
审判死人的时候也到了。
And the time of the dead that it has come.
那审判死人。
And to judge the dead.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we know.
这是在白色大宝座那里才显出来的。
We know that is manifested at the judgment of the great white throne.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到第七号那个时间，从时间上来看是包括的很。包括很长的一段时间。
And so you can see, therefore, the timeline, the time frame of the seventh trumpet is a very long one.
而我们的观念就是
，in our concept,
滴答答滴答答滴一停了，就是第七号就吹完了。
And so when you hear the trumpet sound, once the sound of the trumpet ends, that is finished.
也许这个号音是完了。
Maybe the sound of the trumpet ended.
但是七号的那个内容却没有完。
But yet the content, the substance of the seventh trumpet has not ended.
继续进去啊。
It is still continuing on.
弟兄姊妹，我拿回刚才我起床号的那个事来说。
Now I give you the example on the morning call.
你说，吹了起床号就起来了。
And you say once the trumpet sounds, you get up.
起床号一停了。
And once the trumpet sound ends,
你又到床上去再睡了。
Then do you just fall back into bed to sleep?
你说号音已经停止了嘛？就是说那个事情已经过了。
And you say because the sound of the trumpet ended, so that matter is over.
刚才要起床，现在不需要起床。
And so at that time when the sound is there, you have to get up. Now you do not need to.
弟兄姊妹们，就像我们按调那个闹钟起来，结果它吵了。你又睡了。
So brothers and sisters, just like our alarm clock, when we push the snooze button, after we do that, we go back to sleep.
是不是这样呢？
Is that the case?
不是这样的。
No.
那个号就一吹响，就说从现在开始你们就要起床了。
And so that means when the sound of the trumpet sounds, that is at that time you have to start to get up.
不等到那个睡觉号再吹了，你就不能再睡了。
And so.To sleep.
那丢失人在这里，我们也看到第七号所包括的那个时间是很长的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, here we can see the time frame of the seventh trumpet is a long time.
长了什么时候呢？
How long is that?
从第七号吹响的时候开始。
It begins with the sounding of the seventh trumpet.
一直到新天新地开始。
All the way to the beginning of new heaven and new earth.
这一个都在第七号的那一个时间里。
That whole time period is within the seventh trumpet.
审判死人的时间到了。
And the time to judge the dead has come.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
白色大宝座是在新天新地开始前才 显出来的。
That the judgment of the great white throne is manifested right before the new heaven and new earth.
好，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
第七号给我们看到他在成全的那个过程是包括那么多的事情在里面。
The seventh trumpet allows for us to see in the process of that trumpet there are so many events that will take place.
我们已经看过的是一个是大灾难。
We see the first thing is the great tribulation.
第二个是白色大宝座的。
And then the second is the judgment of the great white throne. And the third one.
那第三个是什么呢？
What is the third one?
所有敬畏神的人。
And those who will fear God.
他说你的仆人众先知众圣徒敬凡敬畏你名的人
and them that fear thy name that should the servants and the saints and the prophets
再留意
and
连大带小
small and great
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
那这些人做什么呢
so what are happening to these people
这些人得享赐
that they should be given reward brothers and sisters
如果说你的仆人 众先你的仆人众先知众圣徒敬畏你的名的人那些大有名望的人得赏赐的那我们不觉得稀奇
now if you say those servants prophets and the saints that fear thy name if they are great and they are renowned that is nothing unfamiliar because we think it should be that way
但是就这里留意在这里
brothers and sisters pay attention here
他不单是列出了是什么人
Not only does it list out for us what people
你列出这些人
But it also tells us these people
连大带小
Are small and great
你说大使徒像十二使徒跟保罗他们得赏赐没有难处
You say the 12 apostles or the great apostles like Paul if they are rewarded that is great
就算一些小使徒得赏赐也没有难处
or even the small apostles they have reward we're okay with that
但是你说那个连大带小
but here you say both small and great
但是就是敬畏神的人
those who fear the Lord
连大带小
both small and great
那就是说
that is to say
我刚刚信主得救主就来了
I justbelieve in the Lord and after I'm saved he comes
如果从属灵的年纪上面来说我是小的不能再小了
now in the spiritual age then I am the smallest
因为我刚信主
because I just accepted the Lord
那我是最小的
so I'm the smallest
那我要接受主的时候
and so when I believe in the Lord
当然我是承认主的地位
of course I acknowledge his position
也承认他的权柄
I acknowledge his authority
所以我才接受他做我的救主
that's why I accept him to be my savior
所以在敬畏这一点上面来说都是没有太多但是总有那么一点点
and so in the matter of fearing him honoring him I don't have much but I have that very little bit
那算我这个样
and so in my condition
我也得赏赐
would I still have a reward
这个我们就觉得当然我们愿意是这样但是我们想不通
of course we want it to be that way but according to our own thinking that cannot get by
既然说是赏赐
if we say it's a reward
那我总得做一点事才行、啊、
it seems I have to do something
我总得有点表现才行、
啊、I have to have some merit
我总得 有一点成绩 才行、
啊、I have to have some good report
我刚信主
I just believe in the Lord
我也得赏赐
even I would get a reward
好像连我们自己也觉得过不去
It seems like something we cannot understand
但是我们感谢神
But we thank God
主给我们看到
The Lord shows us
的确有这样一回事
Yes, there is this matter
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
在国度的时间
In the time of the kingdom
你如果不是带着金银宝石十的功臣到主面前你不可能得赏赐
If you do not bring with yourself the gold, silver, or precious stones before the Lord you will not be rewarded
但是等到永世的时候
But in eternity
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你留意一件事
Pay attention to this
只要你还带着儿子的名分
If you have sonship
你就不能不在神赏赐给他儿子的那个荣耀里
You will enjoy and partake of the glory which God gives to his son.
我们也看见了。
We also see that.
罗马书八章上面也是这样跟我们说嘛。
Romans chapter 8 tells us that.
预先所知道的人就召了他们来啊。
That those who he has predestinated, he has called them.
所召来的人呢，就称他们为义啊。
And those whom he has called, he has justified.
所称为义的人就叫他们得荣耀。
And those whom he has justified, he will glorify.
他们得荣耀不是根据他们做什么。
They are glorified not according to their work.
乃是根据他们是否给称义。
But they are glorified because they have been justified.
但是这个事实你在国度里头看不见的。
And so in the matter of the kingdom, you did not see that.
在国度的赏赐的里边是根据我们现在还活着的时候，我们在主面前能给纪念的有多少。
And so in the reward of the kingdom, it is according to what we can do today, whether good or bad, we are recorded.
但是等到新天新地的时候呢，
But in new heaven and new earth,
你看见这个事情。
You can see this matter then.
我们先不说在新耶路撒冷里边，
We will not say in the New Jerusalem,
那些荣耀尊贵丰富
the glory, the riches, and the honor,
我有没有份在其中？
But would I have a portion in that?
显然你一定有份在其中。
Apparently you do,
因为你是组成新耶路撒冷的一个单位。
Because you're the very unit that makes up New Jerusalem.
也许我们的那个荣耀丰富尊贵没有彼得保罗那样多。
Then maybe our glory, honor, and riches would not be as great as Peter or Paul.
我们仍然在那里散发一点生命的荣耀。
But we are still there expressing some of the glory of life.
但是你看到启示录最末了的那一章的时候，
But when you see the last chapter of Revelation,
你就看到，
You will see.
这是赏赐。
These rewards
是给所有在神面前。
It is given,
仰望神的人，服侍神的人。
Given to all those who serve in His presence.
是弟兄姊妹们，我们留意到。
So brothers and sisters, we pay attention.
这个得属神的人得赏赐。
And so those who belong to Him will be rewarded.
这个是第七号里头的具体的内容。
That is a practical content in the seventh trumpet.
然后最末了。
And then lastly,
你败坏那些败坏世界的人时间的时候也到了。
You should destroy them which destroy the earth.
那弟兄姊妹，这是什么时候？
Brothers and sisters, what time is that?
你看到。
You can see.
国度一千年完毕的时候。
That is after the thousand years of the kingdom ends.
但撒旦再从无底坑里头给释放出来。
That is when Satan is released again from the bottomless pit.
再鼓动全地的人去抵挡神。
That he incites the whole nations to oppose God.
他们去围攻那个蒙爱的城。
And when they go to surround that beloved city.
这个是他们最后的一次。败坏这个世界。
And that is the very last time they will try to destroy this earth.
但是主在这里就把他们带到结束的那个地步。
But it is at that time the Lord puts them to an end.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到。
So brothers and sisters, you see.
我们以后一直看下去。
When we continue to read on.
看到那个二十章的时候，你就看到这些事情。
When we read to chapter 20, we can see these things take place.
那所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们留意到了。
So brothers and sisters, now we see.
第七号一吹响的时候，
When the seventh trumpet sounds,
那这些事情就开始。
And these events take place.
但是第七号所包含的那个事情呢？
But the events in the seventh trumpet
就继续的进行
continues onward,
一直进行到国度的末了。
Continues onward even to the end of the kingdom.
这都包括在第七号的那个时间的范围。
And all these events, all the things that take place is included in the time period of seventh trumpet.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你看第七号是非常关键的一个事实。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, that is the very reason why you see the seventh trumpet is crucial.
那好，现在我们又要 来注意了。
Now let us also pay attention.
那第七号只是一个宣告而已吗？
Now is the seventh trumpet only a proclamation?
如果第七号只是一个宣告，
Now if the seventh trumpet is only a declaration,
那第七号就没有什么特别的意义。
And there's nothing special, no special meaning of it.
但第七号的确是带出一个宣告。
But indeed, the seventh trumpet does bring forth a declaration.
但这些宣告不要成为事实的。
That this declaration is these things will come about.
他所宣告的是怎么成为事实呢？
And so it proclaims to us how it will come about.
我们继续要看往下去看。
We have to continue to read on.
接下去十九节你看到
It follows verse 19.
他说当时
At that time
这个当时就是指着第七号吹响给约翰听见也给约翰听见那个天上的宣告的时候
And so this at that time is when the seventh trumpet sounds that John hears it and he also hears the great voices in heaven
就是在那个时候
It is at that time
也就是说因着第七号吹响所引出来的一个事实
It is also because at that time these things come about because the seventh trumpet sounds
因为这个当时就是第七号的时候
Because this time at that time it is the seventh trumpet
那他听见了号声
And so he heard the trumpet
他也听见了一些宣告
He heard some proclamation
然后他就看见了
And then he sees
从听见到看见了
He goes from hearing to seeing
看见什么呢
What did he see?
看见天上的殿的门打开了
And he saw that the temple of God was opened in heaven
那在这个殿一打开的时候
And when the temple was opened,
神的约柜就显出来
And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament.
然后
And then,
就有闪电、响声、雷轰、地震、大雹
And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail.
那当然这底下的事情就发生在地上
And of course these things here happen on earth
但是这地上所发生这些事是根据天上那个殿的门打开约柜显出来
But these things that would occur on earth is based that the temple of God was opened and there was seen in the temple the ark of his testament
我们先注意这个外面的事实
Now let's first take note of the things externally
就是如果我们对传律法的时候
Brothers and sisters according to the time of the law
那一段历史我们还有印象的话
If we're still familiar with that history
我们就想到当年神在西乃山把律法或者这就是把十条诫命交给摩西的时候
Then we will recall the time when God gave the law or the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai
那是整个西乃山的这个环境里面所接触的就是这么一回事
And so that is the entire situation the condition around Mount Sinai is what is here
闪电声音雷轰地震就是没有大雹
There were lightnings, voices, thunderings and earthquakes just not the hail
但是却有火焰
But there was fire
但是如果从外面来看
Now if we look at it externally
你看到那个情景是差不了
And you can see the scene is very similar
那么也就是说
That is also to say
现在神的殿的门开了
Now the temple of God is open
约柜显出来了
The ark is seen
那也就是说出
That it also tells us
神的那个要求是很严肃的摆在那里了
It reveals to us that the requirement of God is very solemnly placed there
那神的要求根据什么
And what is the requirement of God based upon
那就是根据那个约柜
It is based upon that ark
因为是约柜显出来的时候就带出这些光景
Because when the ark is seen then these conditions take place
那约柜里面有的是什么
And so what is in the ark
那弟兄姊妹你记得
Brothers and sisters you still remember
当神把十条诫命给摩西的时候
that when God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses
以色列人还没有约柜
that the Israelites did not have the ark
摩西就是带着两块石板回到以色列人的当中
and so Moses carried these two stone tablets back to the Israelites
以后建造会幕的时候神才告诉他们说要造一个约柜
and so later when they built the tabernacle God told them to build an ark
然后把这两块石板放进去
and to place these two pillars in there
那弟兄姊妹你注意了
so brothers and sisters
当我们读旧约以色列人这一段历史的时候
and so when we read the Old Testament this history of the Israelites
你很容易就发觉
very easily we'll discover
这两块石板
these two pillars
就是神的见证
It's the testimony of God
这一个约柜
This ark
就称为见证的柜
It is the ark of the covenant
我们不花时间去找这个事实了
Now we won't go into time about that
我相信弟兄姊妹们对这个事已经有印象
I believe brothers and sisters have an impression of that
十条诫命神说这就是我的见证
And because God says these ten commandments are my testimony
把约柜的摆石板的那个约柜就是我见证的柜
And so when you place these two tablets into the ark that ark is my, the ark of my covenant
那现在我们看见天上的那个约柜显出来
And so now we see this heavenly ark of the covenant being manifested
我们很容易能了解
Very easily we'll understand
地上的那个约柜
The Ark of the Covenant on earth
天上的那个真体的那个影儿
is only a type of the real, the true Ark in heaven.
如果地上的那个约柜所存留的就是神的见证。
Now, if the Ark on earth, what it keeps is the testimony of God.
而那个见证只是影儿。
Now, that testimony is only a shadow.
那个准确的那个完全的真实的那个见证还在天上。
Now, that true, concrete, and real, covenant is in heaven.
现在这个变开了。
And so now the temple is open.
约柜摆出来了。
And the Ark of the Covenant is seen.
我们就要留意了。
Then we have to pay attention. What does that mean?
这个约柜显出来是什么意思
？What does that mean when this ark is shown？
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们都知道
，we all know，
十条诫命
，the ten commandments，
前四条
，the first four，
那是人和神的那正常的关系
，it is the normal relationship between God and man。
后六条
，and the last four，
那是人活出神的心意的那个那些要求
，it is the requirement for man to live out。The heart of God.
也就是说，人与人在神面前的那个正常的关系。
That is also to say the normal relationship between man with each other before God.
那就这么，这很显然，你就看到。
So brothers and sisters, we can see that evidently. The requirement of the Ten Commandments.
自己的显出。
It is that God Himself would be manifested.
人和神的关系对了。
That when God's relationship is correct with man, then God can manifest Himself.
人与人中间摆在神面前的那个光景也对了。
And when man's relationship with each other, the condition is correct before God.
神也就在人中间显出。
Therefore, God is also manifested among men.
那天上的约柜显出来。
And now the ark in heaven is manifested.
那天上的约柜也显出来。
Now when it is manifested.
那是什么呢？
What does that mean?
现在神就要求一切被造之物都能符合他。
Now it means that all creation of God has to resound and live out what God has required.
那神等候什么呢?
What is he waiting for?
上面说神的奥秘就成全，神就等候这一个。
He is waiting for what is previously shared that the mystery of God will be finished. That is what he's waiting for.
具体来说,
so concretely,
那是等候他怀里的独生子在荣耀尊贵里边。毫无保留地显明出来。
Those who await for His only begotten Son to be manifested completely without any reservation in His glory, honor, and riches.
我们感谢。
We thank the Lord.
那当我们看到这样的一些事的时候
，And so when we see these matters,
我们才体会得到那个二十四长老的敬拜里面所提到那四个内容。
Then we will come to understand how serious and solemn the content of the worship of the 24 elders are.
那好了，现在我们说了很多很多的话。
And now we have shared many, many words.
但是都没有说到第七号的那个本身去。
But we have not shared into the seventh trumpet itself.
只是说到一个第七号所引出来的那些光景。
Now we only touched on the conditions that's brought about by the seventh trumpet.
那第七号究竟是什么？
And so what is the seventh trumpet?
我们今天晚上先解决这个问题。
Now we'll first solve that tonight.
那我们如果要看到第七号是什么的话，
Now we are able to see what the seventh trumpet is.
我们就不能不多翻一翻圣经。
Then we have to turn to many scripture.
我们在过去的交通里边很明显的提出过。
In our previous sharings, we have shared clearly.
封着神的那个书卷的只有七个印。
Now, what is sealing the scroll of God is these seven seals.
那七个印揭开了。
And when these seven seals are opened,
神的奥秘就成全了。
Then the mystery of God is finished.
那现在我们看
Now we see
第一印第二印第三印第四第五第六印第七个印都揭开了
We see all these seven seals have been opened
但事情还没有完
Yet it is not finished
你说为什么六个印七个印都揭开了事情还没有完呢
You say why is that all the seven seals are open yet it is not finished
我们过去不是提过了吗
Did we not mention previously
第一个印就是一个事实
The first seal is one fact
从第一到第六个印每一个印是一个事实
From the first to sixth seal each seal is one fact
但是到了 第七印呢
But on the seventh seal
这就不一样
It is different
第七印一揭开的时候
Because when the seventh seal is opened
圣灵给我们所看见的
What the Holy Spirit shows us 或
者神的话给我们所留意到
Or from the word of God it shows us
那七个印就是七字号
That the seventh seal has seven trumpets
七字号就组成第七个意。
And so these seven trumpets form the seventh seal.
那因此我们看见现在还是在第七印揭开的那个时间。
Therefore, we can see during the time of the trumpet, it is still in the opening of the seventh seal.
第七印里面的七字号都已经吹响了。
And so now then, the seventh trumpets in the seven seals are sounded.
如果从这样表面上来看，那应该七个印，第七印也应该完成。
If we look at that on the surface, then the seven seals, all of them have been opened.
但是我们曾经指出
，But we also mentioned，
比如第七字号，从第一号到第六号都是一字号一个事实。
That from the first trumpet to the sixth trumpet, each trumpet is one matter.
但是到了第七号的时候
，But on the seventh trumpet，
第七号又像第七印一样有它。很多的内容在那里。
That the seventh trumpet, just like the seventh seal, has many content.
因为第七号就成了七个碗。
Because the seven trumpets become seven bowls.
那像弟兄姊妹，我们现在来留意。
So brothers and sisters, let us pay attention to that.
第七号吹响。
Now the seventh trumpet sounds.
天上的殿就开了。
And the temple of God was opened.
神的约柜就在那里出来。
And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament.
然后请弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters
来翻到第十六章
If you will turn to chapter 16
对不起翻到十五章
Chapter 15
那如果从字句上面你看到
Now you see from the wording
虽然刚才我们所看的是在十一章的末了
Though what we just read is at the end of chapter 11
但是在时间上面它是接着十五章的 第五节的
But in the time frame it connects with the fifth verse of chapter 15
也就是说十二、十三、十四、十五节的前半是这个事情发生以前天上的一些给约翰解开的一些领会
In other words, what happens in chapters 12, 13, 14 The beginning of chapter 15 is the Holy Spirit showing John some visions that take place in heaven
如果是从时间上面来看的话
If you look at it from the timeline
15章的第五节是紧接着11章的末了
Chapter 15, verse 5 immediately should follow after chapter 11
那所以弟兄姊妹你看啊
And so brothers and sisters, you see
15章的第五节
Verse 5 in chapter 15.
时候我看见在天上那存法柜的殿开了。
And after that, I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened.
那掌管七灾的七位天使从殿中出来。
And the seven angels came out of the temple having the seven plagues.
穿着洁白光明的细麻衣。
Clothed in pure and white linen.
胸间梳着金带。
And having their breasts girded with golden girdles.
四活物中有一个把盛满了。活到永永远远之神大怒的七个金碗给的那七位天使
And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever
然后弟兄姊妹看十六章
Now brothers and sisters you look at the first verse in chapter 16
我们今天有大声音从殿中出来向那七位天使说你们去把成神大怒的七碗
And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, Go your ways and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God upon the earth.
弟兄姊妹你看到
Now, brothers and sisters, you can see.
第七号，原来具体的来说就是包括了七个碗。
Now, concretely, the seven trumpets contain these seven bowls.
一直要等到这七个碗的事情做完了。
Now, until the matters of these seven bowls are finished.
第七号开始的时候约翰所听见那个宣告就成全了。
Then, at the beginning of the seventh trumpet, what John heard the proclamation, then that will be completed.
So, 弟兄姊妹你留意了刚才我们说
So, brothers and sisters, pay attention, we have mentioned previously,
外邦发怒。
The angels, the nations were angry.
你的愤怒也临到了。
And thy wrath is come.
那神的愤怒在什么时候临到呢
Now, when will the wrath of God come?
你看到七个碗。
You can see the seven bowls.
那里明明的说神的大怒
There it says in there it says the great wrath of God
七个碗就是盛满了神的大怒的
Because these seven bowls are holding the wrath of God
我们感谢神
We thank God
我们能掌握了这些那些那那那那这些啊、就是 里面所交通出来的每一件事情彼此的那个关系。
Now we can take hold of the relationship of the words having to do with each other.
启示录就不会叫我们好像摸不着头脑了。
Then Revelation would not cause us to be so confused.
启示录对我们就因着主的怜悯就向我们打开了。
Then Revelation by the mercy of God will be opened to us.
而我们是在感谢主。
Indeed we thank the Lord.
那现在第七号已经吹响。
Now the seventh trumpet sounds.
那神的奥秘要成全。
The mystery of God will be finished.
那神的奥秘成全还有一段的过程。
But there's still a process to the mystery of God being finished.
这一段过程就在第七号所引出的那些事实里。
And this process is brought about by the matters contained in the seventh trumpet.
等到第七号所引出的事实都完成。
And now when the events of the seventh trumpet come to an end, then indeed you see,
神的奥秘就成全。
Truly that the mystery of God is finished.
所以在这个第七号所引出来的那些事情一步一步的执行以前。
And so before the events of the seventh trumpet occur one by one,
神就把从创世以来的那个属灵的一些隐藏的事情
God、on some matters that he has hidden spiritual matters he has hidden from the beginning
向约翰先解开
first reveals them to John
然后才让七个碗的事情
And then he allows for the matters of the seven bowls to be executed.
十二章开始
starting from chapter 12,
就是说到在创世以前那个属灵的一些历史
Starting from chapter 12, it is what is hidden, some of these spiritual matters.
我们下次回来的时候我们就开始看那一个部分
And next time when we return, we'll go into that portion.
我们要看到整个属灵的历史是怎么开始
We will see how all the spiritual history came about.
怎么经过
How it will take place.
又怎么结束
And how it will end.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
到了这一个时候
At that time.
就是说到了约翰被提到天上去
That is at the time when John is taken to heaven.
神就把他心里面所存的都向人解开了。
God reveals what he has kept in his heart to man.
虽然有些解开的隐隐约约
Even though some are revealed hiddenly.
但确实让那些寻求要明白神心意的人能模模糊糊也看到那个整个属灵的历史的大概。
Nevertheless, it will show a picture of those who have a heart to seek after God to see it dimly.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们现在就懂。
Now we know.
为什么圣灵借着保罗写以弗所书的时候写上了那么一句话。
That is why when the Holy Spirit through Paul had him write these words.
不要做糊涂人
Do not be foolish
如果神没有把他的话向我们说出来我们不做糊涂人也没有办法不做
Now if the word of the Lord is not written to us then we cannot but be foolish
但是感谢神
But we thank God
现在他把他心里的话都向该向我们说的都说了
Now he has spoken to us the words in his heart what he needs to
我们是有条件不做糊涂人
So then we are qualified not to be foolish
我们但愿神给我们有这样的一个爱慕
May God grant us such a desire
我们实实在在的带着神所赐的属灵的智慧活在他的面前
That indeed will live according to the spiritual wisdom which he has given us
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这
I think I will end my sharing here tonight